Fuck off.
Alrighty. With my very quiet band of nerds jumping back into it. On our last episode, God, what did we do? Oh, yeah. the party was the butt of a joke that none of them found funny. Naomi awakened to find her boy toy was absent and moved to rally the troops to figure out where her boy toy was, and then found herself, along with everyone else, in a time loop for a while. Through the wonders of sphere magic, Naomi was the only one who could both perceive the loop and remember what was happening in the loop, leaving her to try and effect a rescue while no one else could remember what the hell they were doing. Fortunately, it wasn't necessary because Chase didn't just get Thanos snapped. He got transported deep into the Umbra to a place called Pangaea, a realm where all the extinct creatures of history still exist and live alongside each other. After riding some dinosaurs and experiencing some other wild shit, he encountered a Mokole, a were-alligator, by the name of Sits on Mountain, who was, in fact, sitting on a mountain, who educated him a little bit about where he was and what Pangaea is about. Also made mention of a dragon king on a floating mountain up above said mountain, and then taught him about spirit and magic, and spent about 3 months at it, because time is fucky-wucky in the Umbra. While the rest of the party was experiencing the same 30 minutes over and over again, Chase lived a whole 3 months in the Umbra, learning how Mokole view the Umbra and how to travel across it, and was able to then step sideways with some difficulty and bring himself back to Moletown. Upon arrival, was naked and afraid, and basically caught the party up on where he's been. Had a solid laugh over the fact that it's only been 30 minutes here, because he thought he had 3 months of explaining to do. And the party kind of discussed Coyote. This was probably Coyote, the great trickster god spirit thing, because that's what Chase heard when he woke up and found himself in Pangaea. So there was some discussion as to the nature of Coyote, which in short is neutral, but not opposed to fucking up your day if he finds it funny. The session then kind of wrapped up with the party leaving the basement of Moletown, Chase getting cleaned up from his situation, and brings us to the here and now, where the party is convened in Moletown, more or less to discuss next steps, I believe. And Jesse, for her part, has some story time to tell, because she didn't get a chance to talk about what happened last night because of the time loop and Pangaea. So,
yeah,
I believe that is probably our best place to start, because Jesse had in fact brought it up to Astoria that, like, I need to talk to you. But it got put on hold while shit was going down.
I think that was in a loop we don't remember anymore.
I think you're right, actually.
So Jesse's going to approach Astoria.
Okay. Basically, what I'm going to say here for scene setting is the party is kind of gathered somewhat awkwardly in the upstairs of Moletown. Chase and Naomi have just emerged from downstairs with a cleaner Chase. I don't know that it was ever decided how much of the extra hair he was keeping.
He's keeping, like, shoulder-length hair and probably shaving the beard.
Shaving the beard. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that it's super important, but it's funny. In addition to being gone for 3 months, Chase was imbibing quintessence to keep his pattern from melting from a very wild-influenced cairn in the mountains, and was taking on some Neanderthal traits while he was at it.
His teeth are pointing
out. He's lucky he doesn't have weird brow ridges and a much larger jaw.
We've got life mages that can fix that.
Yeah. So yeah, Chase and Naomi emerge from the basement. The rest of the party is waiting. And Jesse looks anxious. Like she's either really got to pee or really needs to say something.
Hey, Astoria. Awesome. Okay.
Sorry. Oh. Light candle.
No, you're good. I will light my candle in a minute. Oh, you're fine. Moth, are you at? Are you still doing dinner stuff?
I was kind of worried about that.
Yep, sorry, I'm back now.
No, you're fine, you're fine. I just didn't want to get started if you weren't actually there.
I appreciate that. I was in the other room and I was like, oh, I'm hurrying back over. I'm sorry.
Are you good?
Yes, no, I'm good. I am here.
Okay. Hey, sorry. I need to talk to you for a second.
About what?
What do I always come to you with if we're being fucking real about it?
Again?
New thing this time. I got siblings now, apparently.
You've always had siblings. What do you mean?
Okay, no. I mean, like, I got sisters. Like mothers got other kids.
Deity children?
I don't fucking know. They showed up in my mirror last night in my room, right? So I go up to it, and she's like, it's your birthright. Follow me, whatever. And I put a blanket over the mirror. I didn't want to fucking deal with it.
Follow you into the mirror?
She said follow us. I don't know if she specifically meant the mirror, but she said to follow. I did not. I would like to preface what I did not.
Birthright.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that means.
Sisters and a mother. Anything about brothers?
No. If I'm honest, like, sibling wasn't exactly specifically mentioned, other than her calling me sister. So, like, I assume she's at least my sibling, and she said there were more. I guess they are also siblings, but maybe brothers. I don't fucking know.
Right.
But they're trying to call me some way, I guess. I don't know.
I'm glad you didn't follow them.
Yeah. Do you want to, like, check out the mirror, see if there's anything, like, ghosty fingerprints?
Yeah, it's probably going to be more of the same. Maybe because they're not as old or powerful, maybe they would have slipped up a little bit more. We could check. Good to check, honestly.
Thanks. Sorry, it's always something fucking weird.
I'm
convinced everything is always something fucking weird these days.
I would not disagree with you there. It feels like more has been wrong than right lately. But, you know, we'll figure out what it is, I guess.
I appreciate it.
Did Lachlan notice anything?
Nah, in fact, I was only able to give him, like, a brief summary of what happened. So, like, when we get there, I'm probably going to be giving him a little bit of a longer explanation because I was busy, you know, rushing here.
So, interesting. So you were the only one that noticed any sort of spiritual presence, I guess?
He was asleep. It was like 3 a.m.
Theoretically, so were you, right?
I guess. I felt very awake. I was woken up by something, if that was actually being awake, but he was out, so. But I don't know. We can ask. But he didn't immediately say so.
Okay. Well, yeah, we should probably check that out. Two large spiritual occurrences in the same night bodes poorly for us.
Yeah.
Especially since one was a kidnapping and sounds like the other one wasn't attempted. So.
Do we want to bring anyone else? Do you think Naomi does spirity stuff and correspondency stuff? And...
Yeah, I definitely want Naomi to check it out. See if she has anything else to see. I mean, her Kami also maybe can notice some disturbances in the area. She might be able to talk them into talking, as it were, I guess.
We looking to do that now?
Probably sooner than later, just in case the residence disappears.
Hey, yo, brain wizards!
Brain wizards, you have arrived.
Yeah.
Can I borrow you for a second?
Sure. Quick look at Chase.
You too, Shark Boy.
Shark Boy. Wheeze. Is Bird?
I thought he was Harry Potter.
Phone issues again.
Nope. Yeah, well, I'm having Discord issues again, but I have resolved that. Hello. Yes.
There he is.
Shark Boy and Lava Girl. Good enough pairing for me. Why not? What are we doing again?
So actually, new news. She's gonna look.
I've been gone for 3 months.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, use some of your brain magic to rewind and remember the last time I talked to you about Mother. Remember Mother?
Vaguely.
She's gonna look at Naomi. We've talked about Mother, right?
Yeah, we have.
Okay, cool. I got a sister.
Excuse
I guess.
Me?
So, I got a visit in my mirror last night. I talked to Astoria about it. If you guys are free, we would love to go check for ghosty fingerprints. But I got some people trying to reel me in, saying it's my birthright or whatever. No idea what's going on there.
It would Wild be really nice if you could go no contact with this side of your family.
I wish it was that easy.
Hang on, though. Wild hunch time. I'm assuming Astoria already looked through the book to try to figure out who or what Mother may be, yes?
Apparently Mother could be any number of fucking things. Lots of mothers out there.
Yeah. Is there anything in, like, Roman mythology that might line up with this? Because I'm feeling...
Is that a reset?
Probably.
Damn it.
I'm feeling like... I'm feeling like being a little racially profiling, if I'm being perfectly honest. You're Italian. Romans had a lot of gods. And their gods had a lot of children that were demigods. And demigods is a common origin point or thought to be thing for several sects of mages. Is just you're part of a god's bloodline. And I feel like if you are part of a god's bloodline, a Roman one is probably the most likely.
She's gonna cock her eyebrow. Like, as he's saying all of this. It's just like, there's no way you're fucking serious right now.
Why not?
Have you met
me? Gods are heavy-handed.
I mean, I guess.
Sometimes they're even on the nose. There's like only three or four of the Roman gods that were known for being cunning and tricky. The rest of them were very blunt, I think. They were just the Greek ones, and those guys were pretty blunt.
Yes, they were.
I don't know. Astoria, if that's probably already something you've looked into, isn't it?
I mean, I looked around for mother goddesses. Without any more information, it's hard to narrow it down. I mean, Roman deities do have several goddesses that are like the equivalent of like Gaia. Wait a second.
Romulus and Remus's mother.
Wait. You've got children of Gaia in your family.
Yeah, I got a...
Right?
I got a bear.
Like, bears are they also... They're also considered children of Gaia, right? Or is that just the wolves?
The out-of-character info Astoria would probably actually know is that children of Gaia are one tribe of werewolves.
Okay, so it's not Gaia specific. Okay, never mind.
They're like 1/10 of werewolves.
Okay,
technically speaking, all of the changers are children of Gaia with a small c, like, but capitalized children of capitalized Gaia. That is a specific tribe.
That.
It's still fair to say that, like, yeah, any changer is technically Gaia's children.
Gaia's children. Yeah.
Yeah.
The were-spiders.
Except for the were-spiders.
They belong to Lulv.
There's... Goddess Cybele, I believe that's the English. She's the mother goddess. She's the Gaia equivalent for the Roman pantheon. If theoretically the changing breeds came down from Gaia and also a divine line maybe could come from the same place. Like I said, I really don't know with things being what they are and with no further information about anything. It's all just speculation.
This has been the wildest 6 months of my life.
We can, you know, shove puzzle pieces together, but, you know, if we don't see the broader picture, it's just conjecture.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I guess if we're doing this sooner rather than later, I'll lead the way.
Nobody make fun of me for how I start looking at this stuff.
Raised eyebrow.
I'm gonna make fun of you for anything I can, dude.
What is a lava girl?
That's fair.
That's a movie. Oh my god. That, whoa. I'm not getting into this fight with you right now, HP. Let's go.
Okay, I thought you were just talking about his teeth.
I've been on a mount for the last 3 months. I'm ready to square up, so you know what?
We're hitting PvP this early? Let's go!
Chase, for anyway. What it's worth, you are both Shark Boy and Lava Girl. I don't have forces.
Oh, I could be Lava Girl. I do fire.
I don't do life magic, so how am I supposed to be Shark Boy? I can't breathe underwater.
Have you seen your teeth yet? Have you looked at a mirror?
Yes.
The teeth.
They're just a little pointier.
Maybe you're just a gremlin.
I am a gremlin. I'm also a blessing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'll just remember not to feed you after midnight.
When does that don't eat window?
Bow chicka bow wow.
It's always after midnight.
I'm on the subject since we're there. I am fucking starving. Can we hang on?
We can swing by the morgue for it. I'm sure that Abby's got something ready.
Jason's gonna dip into a back room right now.
Oh yeah, also that.
Yeah, we're at home. He's gonna run back downstairs.
Might just be grabbing cereal.
He is in fact grabbing a box of Reese's Puffs.
Yep.
That tracks.
Naomi knows her boyfriend.
With a hand. Just straight out of the box. He comes back up, making the aggressively into it food noises that I'm not going to make for the recording here. But it is quite obnoxious.
Crunch, and crunch, 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 crunch.
Very, oh my god, I haven't had processed foods in 3 months. This is amazing. It is making all of the neurons in my monkey brain go nuts. Corn syrup.
Okay, so it sounds like we're headed off to the cabin in the woods. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's always a great time. Question:
Is anyone wearing a light of any of this?
You're literally standing right there.
Yeah.
We were leaving last I knew, and then it was just, "Hey, brain mages, come over here." Which Olathe's not really one of those.
Olathe have just taken off after the debacle they just went through with Chase?
I'm not really sure.
I was about to say, because Chase exiled everybody from the basement because his dick was out. But, like,
We went from Mole Town to Jesse saying, Astoria, can I talk to you off the side for a second? Everybody come over here. We got shit to do.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, we were all still upstairs in the gas station.
Exactly.
And Olathe has mind, so she is included in the brain wizard.
She has mind one. She is not one of the.
It doesn't matter. You're still a brain wizard.
If you have mind one, you're a mind slut. That's just them's the rules.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't know if you can slut with only one.
All you can do is close your theoretical mind legs with mind one.
Yeah, all I can keep is my mind chastity.
Jesus.
We are the mind chaste.
Alright, so.
So, during the walk to the cabin, then, Olathe is going to ask for... I don't remember how much of the information Olathe has of the previous is other than, hey, mother appeared at one point. I don't think she ever got that story from Jesse.
She did not. Astoria said, hey, do you have anything on a goddess called Mother?
Yeah, and that's what I was pretty sure of there. So probably going to be questioning, what was the actual specific wording of both occasions?
Jesse will give Olathe the full rundown of everything that has happened with Mother since the beginning on the walk back to the cabin.
Okay.
In the whole group, while we're at it, we'll just make it a fucking monologue
story
on the
time. Jesse monologues for the 30 minutes it takes to walk to the cabin.
Yeah.
Just a recap of things. Basically, at one point, Jesse was praying and not really sure who she was praying to because she's pretty sure that Jesus is fake. But she's been praying her whole life, so she prayed and someone answered. That person identified themselves as Mother, referred to her as O Daughter Mine. And initially was basically just encouraging her to make her own choices, to embrace pleasure where she found it, to break away from Catholic guilt and have her own life. And like basically encouraged her to fuck Lachlan because breaking away from Catholic guilt. But also at other turns has been a little bit darker. Has encouraged or kind of egged Jesse on when it came to burning the vampire and Jesse enjoyed burning the vampire and felt Mother's approval of that. I don't know if she's told anybody that, but just putting that out there.
She told Astoria.
She told, yeah,
she. Astoria knows all.
And I
don't know that Jesse would be able to keep it out of this story just as rotten liar. Yeah. I think it would probably just slip out as she's probably, talking.
Yeah. She egged Jesse on to kill Vinny.
Kill JR.
And kill JR, yeah.
we didn't know anything about.
Recently has been pushing her to explore the connection with Mother more deeply. And some of her tactics have been a little shady. Basically saying things like, if Astoria were, like, yeah, Astoria has god power. But would she ever use her god power to protect you and your family? If it came down to it, you might need your own god power to be able to handle some of the situations you're going to run up against. You can't count on Astoria and her god power. You need your own. And Jesse has, for the most part, valiantly resisted going too far down that road, despite being tempted a bit. Also, probably the single largest manifestation of Mother's power was Mother freezing a deer in place when Jesse was hunting and keeping it from running away from her and making an easy kill, and then told Jesse, "Hi, I did that." And then this most recent thing, which wasn't Mother herself, but was definitely Mother adjacent, if for no other reason than the use of "Oh, Sister Mine." And I think that's the general important recap. I don't think I'm forgetting anything in particular.
I do find the use of such possessives interesting.
This is back in character, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess she thinks she's already got me. And to be fair, I don't know how to keep her out.
Combination of mind and spirit wards for yourself, perhaps?
I ain't got
it. Since clearly my spirit wards aren't doing anything. At your house.
I don't know. Maybe we can figure it out after you guys take a look at this mirror.
Have you just... that you don't want anything to do with her?
Out of character, I think so. Did she?
I don't... at least not to my memory, she hasn't said it directly. She's kind of, like, pushed her off a bit.
That, she's never directly said, "Leave me alone," or directly, openly rejected Mother. She's kind of played it coy the whole time, to this point.
Which, directly rejecting a deity can be a risky proposition.
But that's not in character just yet, though.
Yeah, I'm fucking scared.
Okay. Al, if we can figure out what deity it is, some of them work through consent.
I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Like, we just need to know what it is. Like, I mean, deity is not inherently good or bad. It's just a matter of knowing what you're getting into. And that's... you know, protecting yourself so you don't get in over your head.
Okay. You guys arrive at the cabin to find Lachlan chopping wood. Who looks up at you guys. Oi! Little explanation for running off? Also, Allison's freaking out? What's happening?
Why is Allison freaking out? By a spirit, and they needed the help. That's resolved.
It would make sense that Allison could probably detect the time loop.
Time?
Oh. Yeah.
I kind of told you before I left. I just didn't get time to, like, really tell you before I got booped right, you know?
Actually, out of character, by that last one, there was no explanation given.
Yeah.
Was there not?
Time, you didn't have a whole lot of time. You just got yoinked.
Naomi got more and more tired of explaining the same thing over and over again and was just like, Astoria here now.
Okay, fair. I can explain.
I got kidnapped by a spirit, maybe a god, not confident. We'll get to that when we get to it. I'm back now, and it's all good. Start the day off right with a big bowl of emergency.
As he's explaining, Jesse's going to approach Lachlan and give him a hug and a quick kiss with a sheepish grin.
Hug and kiss returned. Kind of get patted on the back a little weirdly. Oh, boy.
They're going to go look at the Mia upstairs. I got a little explaining to do. We had a... remember, Mother? And then she starts to explain again while they go upstairs.
Okay. That explains the blanket on the mirror. I thought that was weird.
Yeah. It felt right.
Okay, fair enough. He kind of looks at Astoria nearby. Should we move the mirror out of the house?
I don't think it's the mirror specifically, unless you guys got it at some creepy haunted house.
No?
It's probably just a conduit then.
Okay. Around this time,
like all our,
the front door of the cabin bursts open to a rather frazzled looking Allison. Okay, I think it's over. Is anybody else looped? Like,
no, we're good now. It's done.
Yeah,
it was not my anymore. Bad.
Okay. That sucked. But we're good?
I think so. Probably. I hope so.
I'm here now.
She kind of looks at each of you, stopping at Jesse for a while. Was it one of you? Are you playing with time loops without talking to me first?
Hands up. Not it.
Coyote decided to kidnap Chase for a while.
Yeah.
Oh. Where'd you go?
At least we're fairly sure it's Coyote.
Or a coyote spirit. Might not be like Coyote with a capital C, but like, it made coyote noises.
Did he send you somewhere fun at least?
That's not funny! That's not a great question!
She smirks.
Are you kidding me?
I thought that it was wasn't a funny. Cool place. It's not funny. It's a good question, though. Sometimes you get sent weird places.
It was very cold. I went to Pangaea.
Big eyes!
And I'm so rode jealous.
You rode a woolly mammoth. I?
Yeah, man. And some other dinosaurs that I don't know the names of because I wasn't really a dinosaur kid.
Am I the only one more bothered by the fact that gods can just decide to pick us up and place us somewhere else rather than... Oh boy, it's funny and fun where I went.
No, I'm pretty bothered by it, but I am gonna like save that to talk about later when we don't have several people around.
Because it was kind of a thing before, so
I'll let it go.
Important note, because the bit between Lachlan and Jesse was mentioned, Chase more or less has not let go of Naomi's hand since he got back.
Valid.
He's doing his best, not bothered by it, but that's going to be a thing that they're talking about later tonight.
Valid. Allison also has sensualist. And she understands that part of Chase's personality by this point.
Yeah, I'm, we're focusing on the good sides for now. I got to ride a woolly mammoth and some dinosaurs, and it definitely wasn't deeply traumatic. Thumbs up with the free hand.
Right. All right. Later, sometime, story time. Yes, dinosaurs. I'm sure you saw some wild shit in there, and I'd love to hear all about it. But anyway.
Yeah, give me a few days to get my head back on straight, and then I will plug my head into yours and just show you if you want.
Works for me. And she kind of steps out of the doorway, realizes that her hair is a disaster because she woke up straight into a time loop, and goes back inside to defuculate her rat's nest. Onward to the mirror, then.
Yeah.
Onward.
Leads upstairs.
In the bedroom.
Frantically tidies up as everybody enters.
You know, valid.
Classic.
I wasn't planning on having guests, okay?
As one does.
Keep the life vision turned off, copy.
Golly.
As you guys enter the room, perception awareness from basically whoever feels like it.
A diff.
Diff 7.
Two successes from Jesse.
Do you want familiars in this as well?
I mean, they can be, but it's probably redundant.
Okay. Sounds like someone with a lot of confidence in our ability to roll dice. If 7?
Mm-hmm.
Why 1? Why 2nd 1? 1 success. Look, man, it started last night. Apparently it's not done with me.
Get fucked by the universe, I guess?
You know... Yeah. Look, I got ambushed 3 days of audits this morning, so, like...
Yeah, get fucked by the universe.
it was a fun day.
I'm also quite curious about From the Gecko, but...
It's me. It's my fucking stupid thing that I forgot Jarby changed it to.
Oh,
to mess with me during session.
It got changed here so it could surprise you again today.
Amazing, because I'm a goldfish idiot.
But you're
why is that not your why is that not your server name?
It is now.
Okay. A little perception awareness of the mirror makes it obvious pretty quickly that the mirror was in fact used as a conduit with which to reach out to Jesse. The particular flavors of magique that you can sense on the mirror are correspondence, mind, and forces. I need...
Mage correspondence?
Yes.
Like mage flavor?
Yes. With
not
a
deity flavor.
No.
Okay, so her god literally is just a person. Like I've been saying this whole fucking time.
No, it means there are acolytes that are people, mages.
Yeah, this one was saying sister, not
the
daughter.
The every other time there's been a contact, there's been a weird spiritual residue. It has not been like this before. This is the first time an acolyte has reached out, which means somebody knows where you are.
Ugh.
Do we want to trace it back?
Wouldn't be a bad idea. They already know we're here. Or she's here, at least.
Well, the other thing I want to point out is that I can work on warding the mirrors within the house from correspondence magic. I know we've already warded, or Astoria, at least you've already warded against spirit, but I can work on some correspondence mind. Make it a little less likely to be disturbed in the middle of the night.
You think they'd just show up next time, though?
Has Mother reached out to you directly since we've warded your house? Maybe the wards are working.
Not at home. No. Not at home. Out of character, correct. Not at home. Out in the woods, at Vinny's pyre, the vampire. It's all been away from the house.
I think so.
Maybe we just put a spirit ward on you.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Mind spirit ward. That might... I mean, if you don't want her to talk to you anymore, I mean, we could still try and figure out who she is, but, like,
if you just want no contact. Yeah, I'm cool. I'm cool.
But there's mages now. I mean, it makes sense. Gods are building cults now, and followers, and... Maybe they know who she is.
Oh, please don't make me be bait. Please don't, I don't want to find out.
I mean, we don't need to borrow trouble from the future. If you don't want to talk to her, if you don't want to be involved, we don't have to.
Yeah, if we could just block her on my mental phone number and this mirror, that would be great.
We can try.
I'd still like, if we don't mind, finding out where they are might not be a bad idea. Are we dealing with local people? Are we... Finding out what we're dealing with may not be a bad idea.
Anybody with more than 4 suck on this?
More than 4 or 4 or more?
4 or more suck.
Okay.
Got it.
Give me wits occult.
Amazing. Does my Glorious spirit specialty team. Work?
All right.
I don't think so in this case. No. No, it wouldn't.
You said wits occult or intelligence occult?
Wits occult.
Would you accept intelligence?
If I'm remembering correctly, intelligence is essentially your IQ. Wits is your ability to recall information and think quickly.
Intelligence is your book learning and your ability to pull facts out of thin air. Wits is usually your ability to, like,
that's like your gut senses,
things,
right?
And figure things out quickly.
Like, then yeah, I would allow intelligence.
What's the diff?
Diff 8.
Cool. I like that. So, Aletha has 3 stuck, and River has 2.
Three.
Actually, give me
6.
A moment to roll for Milo. To... 8. Never mind.
9. 10. 5-7. At least 5 successes.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
Also going to be rolling for Milo in just a second.
Okay.
Maybe knowledge from different perspectives, at least.
Well, Astoria is going intelligence, and Milo is going wits for sure.
Oh. I guess if it matters, I went wits for both of mine.
Figured Astoria makes the most sense to use for intelligence.
If we need more, may I add what? Library?
You can. I mean, you've done enough.
Six successes.
Okay. Ridiculous.
No, you.
How dare you? Alrighty. So the cats, for their part, give the mirror a proper sniffing, one from each side, basically, and seem to be having a conversation amongst themselves. Naomi, with two suck, you recognize a little of the resonance of this particular bit of magic. Because magic has flavors, and this feels awfully similar to the magic that you found the other day, yesterday, actually, with the Nafandi artifacts. Very similar resonance.
Oh, I'm not thrilled about that.
Olathe and Astoria, from your book learning on magic, recall a particular Nafondic art. Obviously not something that you've ever done yourself, but you've read about it. Astoria in particular. Olathe, you kind of remember the basic form of it. Astoria, you remember it's called Murphy's Mirror. And it essentially projects the viewer's mental self-image onto a mirror for they and they alone to see, and then manipulates it, for better or worse, to whatever end the caster wants that individual to see. If the caster wants them to see the things they hate about themselves, that's what they're going to see. If they want the person to see a vision of themselves grand in glory and wealthy and powerful, then they'll see that version of themselves. They can even incorporate forces magic to prevent anyone else who looks at the mirror from seeing anything other than a normal reflection. So they could do this in front of someone else and they wouldn't notice.
Astoria reaches down and rubs the evil eye bracelet on her wrist. Bad news. Bad news. Don't know about your deity, but your sisters are Nafondi related.
Oh, what the fuck?
Which yeah, may that's... also be yeah, part of the group family. Who came to town then.
Fuck.
Do you think they're related? I mean, it seems too much of a coincidence for them not to be. With Vinny and the sisters and the Nafondi portal in the middle of the city. Maybe Mother is the Nafondi that's in the area.
Oh, God damn it.
That would track.
Jessie's like pacing with her hands in her hair.
But that's points to the mirror. That's definitely Nafondi's magic. It's a casting called Murphy's Mirror. Something that like messes with your perceptions of yourself and your self-image. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, last night that was like the first thing that I saw in the mirror is I saw me, and then I saw like all of the worst parts of me, and then I saw me at my best, and she was like, that could be you, you should come with us, and I was like, no, I'm good.
Well, no, I'm good was definitely the right response.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Don't lead with random Nathandi.
Especially not through anything that could be construed as a portal. I know we've talked about it during magic class, but a Nathandi call could be anything. And if you cross through it, there's not a lot of coming back from that.
Your mom ever tell you not to go anywhere with strangers? Does that, like, extra applies here?
Thanks, yeah. She did, actually. It was one of the few things she did tell me.
When Chase brings up her mother, Milo looks away from the mirror in a very uncat-like way. He just kind of turns his head backwards like an owl without moving his body, just backwards head.
Milo,
looking at looking kind of laser eyes at Jesse. What do you know about your mother? Like, really?
Apparently nothing. I thought I knew her real well, and then the world ended and I found out I didn't know shit.
Squint. So she did magic, but you apparently don't know anything about it.
Correct.
Hmm.
Well, I found out from my avatar that she did, she basically fucking rigged the books. She could also fuck with entropy and stuff, and that's why my family had so much money.
Hmm.
That is the right way to do it if you've got that kind of magic.
And she didn't tell you much about her past.
Not much.
Hmm.
You think she was a cultist?
Maybe.
I feel like I would have seen something culty if she was a cultist.
Would you have known what you saw? Don't you think you would have
seen that she had magic, too? I mean,
I guess.
Awful lot of people over the years have dipped their toe in that particular pool and then made a run for it after. Hmm.
Well, it's possible she had been and ran.
Your birthright.
Milo points his tail at Astoria. That's what I'm thinking about.
Hang on.
We might need to
really have
look at your avatar.
In this little group with demon packs.
Do what?
Do we really have two people in this little group with demon packs in their family?
I was about to say, I didn't do shit. I don't want a demon.
What do you mean by my avatar?
He looks like a... He's a... Fuck it. His name... Nikolai, right?
Yep.
Yeah, his name is Nikolai. He looks like a... He looks like a wolf. I thought he was a wolf tagging me. But he also looks like a dude.
Benji.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mind 3, spirit 3 to look at somebody else's avatar? I know seeing avatars is something that you can do with mind and spirit. I just don't remember the spheres themselves or the levels themselves.
I'm not actually sure. That might be in how do you do that? Feel like spirit 3 is reasonable to
see avatar mind 3 prime 2 spirit 1.
Amazing. Mind and prime, that makes more sense actually.
Mind 3 prime 2 spirit 1. So a Naomi question.
And at this point a Chase one too.
Oh yeah. Naomi.
Yes.
How much experience do you have with avatars?
Mine's fairly recent. I mean, I've heard people talking about their avatars before, and I've only very recently met my own.
Oh, Chase. Spirit Travel 3. You have more experience with your avatar, right?
Uh-oh.
Discord acting up for him again.
Uh-oh. God damn it!
Oh, welcome back!
I heard everything up until you said Chase, and then...
You have more experience with your avatar, right?
Yes. She's a bitch.
If we're talking about birthrights and Nafondi, I don't have the experience with mine to look at other people's avatars, but you do. Do you think you can check and see if it's an inverted avatar? I mean, if it's a birthright, I mean, some people are born with inverted avatars.
This is going to be another goddamn it moment.
No. No, this is going to be a Chase looking real unhappy. For a moment. Jesse.
Yeah.
Do you mind giving us a moment of privacy?
Sure. How, like, just like out, like downstairs or?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Jesse does as she is told and goes downstairs.
Chase is gonna follow that up with a quick forces 2 bit of magic to, well, that's way more successes than needed. So 5 successes worth of soundproof the room later. So, if she has an inverted avatar, the traditionalists here understand that there is a right and wrong way to respond to that. Is this a question we want answered right now? And if it is a question we want answered right now, are we ready to deal with the consequences of what happens if it is an answer we don't like?
What does an inverted avatar mean?
The short version is that there's about a 98% chance she turns into an Afondus before she dies of old age, and like a 90% chance that it's sometime in the next year or two.
And it's... It doesn't go well for her.
And she becomes a puppet of something that wants to kill and eat all of us. And maybe gets about as far with that as Vinny did, which I believe his body count is somewhere in the thousands.
What does an inverted avatar, like, what's it supposed to look like? All avatars seem to look different.
It's the vibe of magic. It's like you saw in the mirror. It's that icky, sticky Nafondi magic that would be kind of surrounding it. Very negative entropically as well. But with her being entropy focused, it might not look that bad.
Jessica looks really stressed.
To answer your question, Chase, We don't have the capability of doing what should be done yet. But it's dangerous to leave it. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too.
But it would be dangerous to keep her with us and not know.
Sure would.
Twyla looks fascinated by this whole conversation.
Sorry, bro, what did you say?
Yeah, my bad.
That's why I'm not sure if we wanted to know yet. She hasn't done anything aside from enjoy killing someone, which I've enjoyed killing people. I'm not going to condemn someone for that. Some people need to go.
There's a 2% chance we could save her. I mean, that it really brings the nature versus nurture debate, but
yeah,
she's rejecting mother. If we give her positive reinforcement, maybe. But the code's pretty clear about what should happen.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't the code pretty clear about what to do with technocrats too? I was a monster in my own way.
It's different with Nafondi. Their merry magic is corruption, for lack of a better way of putting it. Technocrats wanted to kill magic users.
I know what we wanted, Aletha.
Nafondi want to corrupt and destroy the world.
You're still on the right side of eating puppies.
So, if we if we're gonna do something, we have to do it now. If we're not gonna do something now, we need to bring her up to speed fully so that fear doesn't become the enemy. If we keep things from her, then she's gonna get scared and she's gonna turn away from us.
I think that's something we tell her before we even take the look.
I agree.
All right, then.
She hasn't done anything wrong yet. If we have the chance to save her, we maybe could.
Is the intention to take the look then, or are we going to talk to her first and find out what she wants to do?
I think we talk to her first, and then we look.
I think we have to look either way.
We do.
Chase, can you teach me how to look?
Yeah.
Can I look as well? I can't lead, but I'd like to be part of it.
I imagine that I'll be able to do it. I just don't have the idea of how to get it started yet. And well, I think this will be important. Even if nothing comes of this, I think being able to spot it in the future may be helpful.
I would also like to be able to see if possible.
In the meantime, Jesse downstairs.
Jesse Lachlan comes in
and sees you standing at the bottom of the stairs, probably still pacing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
He asked me to come downstairs. They had a fucking group meeting without me, and he soundproofed the room.
Who?
Chase.
Why?
I don't know. whoever contacted me is like Nefandi or something, and I don't know. Do you know what that is?
Vaguely.
Yeah, it's like fucking evil mages. Like crazy mages. Corruption mages.
And one's been trying to talk to you.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not in the group meeting. I don't know.
I can't say I'm overly fond of them. Excluding you and in your own house. He kind of just puts an arm around your shoulder. And around that time, Chase yells down the door, or down the stairs, that the conversation is over.
I wasn't trying to rush you. I just wanted to let, like...
No, you're good.
That's how that's going to be approached. It's just, Jesse, we're ready.
They're ready. She's going to look up at Lachlan, and then she's going to bring him along with her.
Oh, yeah. He's coming with you.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jesse comes back into the room, followed by a kind of stormy-looking Lachlan. He doesn't say anything, but he's less jovial than usual. And just kind of crosses his arms and waits by the door to see where this is going.
Jesus Christ. I am in an aggro mood today because my first thought was, look, speed bump, don't act like you're scary.
Jesus. Don't talk to my Halston like that.
Fair.
No. Chase at least has more tact than that. So, sorry to be rude there. We're getting into some incredibly dangerous territory where people need to be on the same page. And unfortunately, you are the incredibly dangerous territory that we need to be on the same page about, potentially. To fill you in on what exactly all this means, if you have an inverted avatar, it means that the little voice in your head that is telling you that you should, in fact, kill and eat that person, or brutalize whoever you feel like, etc., etc., is not going away. And in the overwhelming majority of similar documented cases, it gets its way, and you're eating puppies this time next year.
Jesse looks distraught.
Sorry to be blunt about it, but also I think you appreciate blunt. We were talking about how we could help stop that from happening, if that proves to be the case, and wanted you to know that that is in particular what we are going to be checking for here. Because if it is, regardless of how it goes or what ends up happening, pretty much every option for what comes next is incredibly fucking complicated and stressful.
So if it is, do I get a choice?
Did it feel like Vinny had a choice?
I don't know. I've always been better at not doing it than Vinny.
If it is, we'll go from there. But we wanted to figure out how much how to approach this, because, well, obviously none of us actually want to approach this. So, we're going to check you over.
Yeah.
And cross our fingers that this is just some bad person that would very much like to mess with you. Because the alternative is that it very much is possible to just be born bad, no matter how hard you try.
Blank stare at the ground.
Lachlan steps up behind you and circles you with his arms. Say what you like. She's good enough for me.
For what it's worth, I don't think it's what we think it is. She hasn't exactly struck me as someone born evil either. What I'm expecting our next step to be is, Jesse, you get to get first crack at whoever is trying to make it seem like you are.
Just please get this over with. I'll think about cracking skulls if I get the chance.
And, Chase is gonna do some of that stuff that he said, don't give me a hard time about my new focus, earlier. Gonna mind link with, well, I suppose just mind link with Astoria and Olathe, because he's already in one with Naomi.
I'm putting up some words.
That's valid. Golly. Golly.
Also, putting up words given, you know, Chase is just reappearing from the deep umbra. Yeah, bud?
yeah, it's 5 successes to start the mind link.
That's a little excessive, my guy.
You fuck mind word.
Yeah. Not confident those mind words matter.
Depends on what you roll when you if you try to break them.
Not trying to break any of them anyway.
These are mostly just in case there is some sort of Nafandi related schmeh.
Fantastic.
Meh.
Yeah, man.
Well,
having words means I get at least reaction time.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
You get music and no pings on your words. What do you got for me? Shuffle feature on the YouTube playlist. We get Suicidal Thoughts by Tupac.
Jesus!
Playing Mind Link.
Don't get me wrong, I love some fucking Tupac, but like...
Really?
So?
That one? Okay.
I don't do any of this shit at all, like either of the two of you that can, and definitely not like you, Olathe, because you don't. And I didn't until apparently... Makes a gesture like he's looking at his watch. Doesn't have a watch. Like an hour and a half ago, I didn't do this either. 3 months ago, I didn't.
Don't worry, I'm just entertained that you got it before I did.
I was told a Dragon King would eat me if I didn't, so that's a pretty good reason to learn it. Anyway, Jesse, this is going to be a little weird, and I'm sorry. At which point, Chase is going to step in real close. Real close. And start sniffing. Full on sniffing her like a dog. Mostly around the shoulders and neck area rather than the ass, because not that much.
Milo is just quietly laughing in the corner.
Just start sniffing. After like 15, 20 seconds of sniffing, he then throws his head back and howls quite loudly. And with said it was Mind 3, Prime 2, Spirit 1, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. That is going to be, with the willpower, 5 successes to manifest Jesse's avatar.
Okay.
With the, I guess the Prime 2 is the body of light part, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is just a regular Prime 2 effect. Yeah, so we're just gonna materialize her avatar right here to investigate.
Okay. For a moment, for the first few seconds, there's a large black wolf in the room all of a sudden. Leading River to attempt to climb the wall and not be here anymore. Before it, very werewolf-esque, like there's not a process, it just pops from one to the other. Becomes a dude. A very mort-looking dude. Could easily be one of the brothers if you hadn't met all of the brothers. Has characteristics that look a lot like Emil, JR, or Luca. You would definitely peg this as a cousin if you ran into him on the street. Well, this is different.
Are you evil?
What a weird question. No? But if I were, I'm pretty sure I would say the same thing. So how does that help?
Side-eye.
As per the Council of Nine Mystic Traditions conclave in 1622, you are legally obligated to inform us if you are an inverted avatar.
And if I were inverted, I would be interested in following legal obligations. Why? Come on.
To be cool.
We can make you.
Yeah.
I'm not inverted. What is this about? Why? Do I look inverted?
You see the horns?
Why would I want to be inverted?
Well,
that's weird.
Sounds like you'll work with us then. Your mage here is being targeted by Nufandi and Nufandi adjacent. And they have been referring to her as sister and referring to their power as birthright. You happen to be something she was born with. It's a logical conclusion.
I guess. Fair enough. Well, he kind of holds both arms out to his side. Here I am. Take a good look. Or, he looks Chase up and down. A sniff? Maybe? That was weird, bro.
Alligators kind of fucking have sassy. Much better smell than sight.
He gives you a raised eyebrow.
Chase knows that doesn't explain anything. He's also not actually confident it's true.
Banjo.
Mm-hmm.
With Astoria's background, do I have any ways of testing for inverted avatars?
Yeah. Entropy. Their entropy is all fucked. They have a different aura than a normal avatar would have. It's part of why Nefandis that wants to go undetected needs to put effort into it. It's not just the things that they do that makes their aura stand out. It's the fact that they're packing heat. Their avatar, the aura of their avatar is screwed. And if they want to not stand out as a Nefandis, they have to actively hide it. Which is something that they can do. But yeah, it's entropy and the aura of the avatar.
May I turn on spirit, mind, and entropy vision and then make you a wits awareness roll or a perception awareness roll, I'm sorry.
Go for it.
That's a stupid number of successes. For my visions, that is 5 successes. Several tens.
That's a little excessive.
It is. I agree. And then perception awareness. At what diff? That's a lot of tens.
Diff 6.
Well, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10, 10. Nice. 7 successes?
What the fuck? Calm down.
No.
I forgot to spend my willpower on this, too, so we're just going to stick with 7, I guess.
No fucking Nefandis, all right?
Okay. Avatar's clean. This is a normal avatar. No dark resonance, no inverted aura, nothing about this avatar seems at all out of the norm. And I'll give this to Astoria because that many rolls is dumb, or that many successes on the roll is dumb. For a Nefandis to cover up the resonance of their avatar is a very deliberate act. It's a Nefandic rite called Shroud the Soul. Often involves bathing in the blood of an innocent, like literally. There's other ways to do it, but it's all intensely occult stuff that Jesse, as far as you know shit about. And it's certainly not something that an avatar can do on its own.
And with these visions, I should be able to see any sort of shimmer of magic being used to cover it, correct?
Correct.
So when you say it's clean, that encompasses the avatar itself, but also any sort of possible magic surrounding it?
Theoretically, if they had more successes than you, it would be possible for them to hide. But it would have required an incredible amount of deliberate, heavy occult magic that Jesse has at no point shown herself to know anything about.
That doesn't mean jack shit to Astoria. There are lots of people in her life that have proven to be trustworthy until they weren't. I would like to roll again. She's going to bank up successes to make sure that she can see through anything if she needs to.
Okay.
Do you need another Arate roll or just more perception?
More perception is fine.
Willpower.
Okay.
Diff 7 still? 6?
Diff 6 still.
Okay. Another 4 successes.
Okay.
With this close of study, it's extraordinarily unlikely that somehow this avatar is being covered up as being something other than what it is.
Three is the magic number. One more. Asoria is, like, very, very close to this avatar, like, staring at it. Okay, another 4.
Yeah, same thing. He's giving you a raised eyebrow that is very Emile-esque as he's watching you walk around him.
Ooh, he's good at hiding.
Astoria steps back. Raises her eyebrows at Chase. Find anything?
Benjamin.
Yo.
Surprise, surprise, we're also doing some entropy to try to make that determination ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Chase is going to open with 6 successes, and we're going to leave it at that. And presumably get the same information that the avatar is clean, yeah?
Yeah.
Chase shrugs. Looks good to me.
Visible drop from Jesse. Not like all the way to the floor, but like the relief is right there.
Definitely the answer we wanted.
Yeah.
Definitely the answer we wanted.
Same relief on Aletha's face.
Jesse, that does mean Nafondi are actively trying to corrupt your avatar. Mother is no good. No
All right,
good
so
for you.
We get rid of her.
Yeah. That's the vibe. I'm very glad that we don't have to figure out how I can... I don't know. The only idea that's popped into my head since this started is potentially trying to mind control you into not being evil if it came up, and that sounded like it would be a lot of work. I'd do it for you, because you're a good friend, but...
Well, now we don't have to think about it.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Me the fuck too, I thought I was gonna die.
That was definitely not first, second, or third option. I'm not gonna lie to you and say it wasn't on the list if you were, you know.
But I'm not.
Yeah, but you're not.
But you're not.
Great.
So, how do we find these motherfuckers?
Bashing skulls in?
Absolutely.
They looked through this mirror, right?
Sure. And
that's
did.
How I think we trace them back.
Let's go back through it. Let's see. I mean, if this sister was, you know, somewhere on this plane and not in the Nafondi Hell Dimension, we can, like, even go there without immediately dying and then probably kill her.
Jesse's gonna go run and get her harpoon.
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Jesse!
And her shield. Jesse.
When you get downstairs, you hear a strange noise.
God damn it.
Goddamn it moments. I love the goddamn it moments. You hear a noise from the front porch.
Is that Taryn?
Taryn's upstairs. He's not on the front porch.
Jesse's gonna yell upstairs. There's birds outside. Freaky birds.
God damn it.
Crows aren't freaky.
They're creeping me out.
What did they say, downstairs.
Taryn? He really wants your attention. He's Who? Really, really wants attention. Wow, he's obnoxious.
Shut up!
Whose attention?
Wait.
All of ours, probably.
Do you still have a deal for the forest spirit to reach out to you?
As far as I'm aware, it never entirely ended.
Oh, shit. Is that an alarm?
Chase is going to just run downstairs and out
yeah,
the door.
Jesse's gonna go yeah, Jesse's going to go to the front door, too. Yeah.
When you come out the door...
up again, though.
When Chase comes out the door, I guess he would be first, unless well, God, Jesse's already
Jesse
down
was
there.
Downstairs. Yeah, as yeah, she was saying, like, oh shit, is that an alarm? She would be running.
So when you open the door, there's a very large, very beautiful black raven walking back and forth on the front porch, squawking, very much like an alarm of, hello, I'm here, hello, 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 hello.
Hello.
And,
rude, rude, rude.
When you open the door, it flies right past you into the house.
Wait, is that the were-raven dude?
Where is Naomi currently?
It's still upstairs by the mirror.
Okay. This raven buzzes past the head of every person who came downstairs, is on the stairs, or is between the door and Naomi. Zoop! And promptly lands on the ground in front of Naomi, does a couple of little happy hops, and then...
Okay. I guess we'll find out what you need. And Naomi will be mind linking with another animal.
Okay.
That would be 4 successes.
Pick me up! 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 Pick me up!
You're okay, okay, okay. And she reaches down and awkwardly picks up the raven because it is big and she's not used to picking up birds.
It's a big bird.
Yeah.
When you pick him up, I'm not going to require perception alertness because you're holding him. You notice immediately two things are on his feet around his ankle, right and left. Around his right ankle is a little gold band with a pendant on it that has, basically it's the classic figure of the Holy Mother Mary. And on the left ankle is a second little gold band, attached to which is a small wooden box. Basically, large enough to hold like a pearl at most. Tiny little wooden box. Not heavy enough that it would impede a raven, because it's a big raven, but they're not exactly designed to carry cargo.
Right. And the box doesn't really have a lock on it. It's just something that she could probably open. It maybe has a latch.
It actually looks to be completely solid all the way around. It's just a little wooden box. But he draws your attention to it, standing on one leg and holding out the leg with the box to you.
Can the anklet be removed?
Yes.
She quietly apologizes to him and works to remove the anklet with the box.
He does a solid approximation of someone bowing, like two or three times, standing in your hand after you've taken it off.
Astoria, do you have any peanuts right now?
Always.
Is it okay to give some to him?
I guess. Just I'll get the regular ones.
Yeah.
Astoria pats down a couple of pockets before starting to dig through her bag. And she Naomi comes up with a couple peanuts.
As Naomi takes the peanuts, she asks in the mind link to him, is there anything else? Are you just wanting to deliver this box? Who are you from?
Box will tell. Box tells all. In the box. Open box.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here, take these peanuts.
Incoherent, happy bird noises as he devours peanuts.
Long, confused sigh. She also carefully sets the bird down with the rest of the peanuts and examines the box, looking for any sort of latch or once again, any sort of latch, any sort of button to open it up. It still just seems like a solid box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's going to cheat on it, take her boyfriend's role, and just use some matter magic to create a hole in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, again, 4 successes.
And okay.
She waves her wand at it.
You wave your wand at it. And one half of the box disintegrates. Kind of just fades into powder and disappears. Quite easily. Almost. You're not sure why. But you get a strange feeling of satisfaction, like that was exactly what you were supposed to do. That was intended purpose of the box. Inside the box is a small sphere that basically it's if a pearl could be gold, basically just a golden pearl, but translucent with a very faint glow from the inside. Perception awareness.